Hi and welcome back to day 19 of our 21-day course. Today is all about breaking negative habits. We've been creating new empowering habits over the last few weeks. What about breaking down the destructive negative habits? We all have these habits and behaviors that slow our progress, that keep us stuck, and can even cause us to go backwards. So this call is all about observing and interrupting our thoughts and behaviors and actions. We can observe our thoughts, our behaviors and actions, and because we can then modify our behaviors, our thoughts and our actions, and this will allow us to do a better job in life. What would happen if every time you inhibit an old thought or interrupt an old pattern and you just don't go there? Well, now you're suddenly off the path of the old self. You're no longer acting and moving in the old, predictable, tired, routine ways. So each time you inhibit a thought or a behavior or an action and choose something else, you're going to make different choices that are now going to lead you to a different destiny. Does that make sense? And if you make enough of the right choices in a row and take enough of the right actions, you will be on your perfect path. You'll have found your flow. Let's revisit why it can be so difficult to change those patterns. After all, if we believe in the power of our potential, that we can design our compelling future and live life on our own terms, why do we keep creating the same circumstances in our life? How is it that the same relationships show up, and the same jobs, and the same conditions? Why do we keep repeating the same actions and expect a different result? Well, every thought fires a set of circuits in the brain and causes the brain to produce or release chemicals so that we can feel exactly the way we're thinking. If we think negative, unworthy thoughts, in a matter of moments, you begin to feel unworthy. If you think depressing thoughts, again, in a matter of seconds, you're going to feel depressed. The truth is, these are very deep-rooted programs that we have reinforced over many years, so they're not going to change overnight. But if we identify and become aware of our destructive habits and learn how to interrupt those patterns, we'll break down those limiting programs much faster and leave room for the empowering programs to flourish. So we're going to jump right in and go through the process of breaking old negative habits in real time during this call. And as always, when we're doing some unconscious work like this, you're not to be driving your car or operating any kind of heavy machinery. If you are, then please don't listen to this audio program right now. Listen to it later on when you're not distracted and you're focused, relaxed, with all of your attention available. Okay, I want you to begin by identifying a negative habit that really has kept you stuck and from being all you can be. In your life up till now, who have you been that you want to change? I want you to choose one of the destructive emotional states that you see in your worksheet that best relates to your situation. Because these form your primary limiting emotions and limiting beliefs. So destructive emotions could be insecurity, judgment, worry, fear, depression, anxiety, suffering, sadness, envy, jealousy, hatred, guilt, shame, regret, frustration, greed, disgust, anger, resentment, and the list goes on. So just write down which one you feel that you get trapped in the most. Okay, have you chosen one? Excellent. Now here's what we're going to do. In a moment, you're going to picture yourself in an event in your life where you easily fall into an old behavior pattern. And I'm going to get you to experience that destructive emotion that you get stuck in. Now, don't do it yet. We're going to do it in a few moments. And I'm going to get you to imagine that you're coming up to that signpost. Remember that signpost? Where on one side there's a failure path and the other side is the success path? And I'm going to get you to move down the failure path. But the instant you detect this doubt or this fear, this destructive emotion, Before that series of thoughts gets underway, we're going to apply what's known as the stop mechanism. This is simply where you interrupt this train of thought by seeing a huge stop sign in front of you along your path. You'll then see this stop sign flash on the screen of your mind. You're going to make it big and bold and bright and choose a colour that really stands out. And then you're going to hear yourself saying stop inside of your own mind, like an alarm bell that just goes off inside of your head. And you'll notice that you can then redirect your focus onto a series of more empowering thoughts to go along with your vision and where you're going as you walk your success path. Make sense? Okay, let's begin. I want you to go ahead and choose that, or become aware of that, negative, destructive, emotional state, and picture yourself in an event in your life where you easily fall into an old, tired behavior pattern, where you're experiencing that destructive emotion, where you tend to get stuck in it. And I want you to picture that signpost in your mind's eye and begin to walk down the failure path, because that's what's happening when you get stuck in this destructive emotion. But this time, because you detect this series of negative thoughts getting underway, before it really gathers momentum, go ahead and apply the stop mechanism right now. That's it. Just interrupt the train of thought. See that huge stop sign now as you're walking right in front of you, and then let it flash on the screen of your mind. Make it big and bold and bright. Choose a color that really stands out right now. That's it. And hear yourself now inside of your own mind just saying stop. And notice how you can redirect your attention and your focus onto a series of more empowering thoughts that's in alignment with your vision and where you're going. So now you're walking your success path, your mind is clear, you're focused, and you've successfully broken that habit. Okay, you can come out of that now. Could you do it? Very good. Next, I'm going to get you to write down what's known as some frontal lobe questions. Frontal lobe questions are questions that will allow you to break old patterns and to contemplate and create a new mindset. These are higher logical questions, such as, what is the greatest ideal of myself? Why am I really here on the planet? What's my true purpose? How would I get to fulfill more of my potential as a person? Who in history do I admire and how did they act? How would this new ideal of myself think, feel, be? How would this new ideal of myself not think? What wouldn't be those thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, perceptions? How would this new me act? How would you see yourself behaving? How would this new you not act? What wouldn't be the actions and behaviors? So go ahead and begin and write down 5 frontal lobe questions that really appeal to you, that will allow you to break those old patterns and contemplate this new person that you're growing into, the highest ideal of yourself. And of course, you can refer to the workbook for this and just fill in those blanks. So write down those questions now. Perhaps it's, what is the greatest ideal of yourself? Why are you really here on the planet? What is your purpose? I want you now to go ahead and I want you to write down how this new you, this new self, would think, feel, be. how would you think if you were the highest ideal of yourself? How would you feel? Who would you be as a person? And really think about this now. Write it down. Contemplate. And how would this new you not think? What wouldn't be your thoughts, your beliefs, your perceptions? So how would you not think? And how would this new you act? What type of actions would you be taking? How do you see yourself behaving? Go ahead and write that down. And how would this new self not act? What wouldn't be your actions and behaviors? What would you not do? And what would this highest ideal of you say inside of your own mind? How would you talk to yourself? How would you talk to others if you've made this change? And what would this new you not say? What wouldn't you say to yourself inside of your own head? What wouldn't you say to others? What conversations would you cease to engage in? This contemplation process really is the building process for making a new mind. You're creating the platform of a new self by forcing the brain to fire in new sequences, new combinations, and new patterns. You're actually changing your mind. So now we come to the point where it says in our worksheet, end of day questions. At the end of each day, we'll check in and see exactly how did we do today. It's a fantastic way of really observing and making sure that you're on track to breaking those old patterns and creating that new self. So the type of questions you would ask yourself would be, how did I play in the game of life today? When did I fall from grace and why? Who was it or what was it that I reacted to and where? When did I go unconscious? And what would I do the next time that happens? How can I do it better the next time? So go ahead and just think about those questions for a moment. Look back on your day and just ask yourself, how did I play? How did I play the game of life today? When did I fall from grace and why? Who was it or what was it that I reacted to and where? When did I go unconscious? And what will I do the next time that happens? How can I do it better the next time? This way you're being really honest, you're being really transparent. You're being very clear about where you're at and, of course, where you ultimately want to go. And now go ahead and just close your eyes once again. And I want you now just to be mindful of stepping into your own body, looking out through your own eyes as this highest ideal of yourself, where that quality or state of being is just really transparent. What you see is what you get. And when people meet you, they recognize that a huge transformation has taken place. Internally, a new habit has been created. A new mind has made manifest. This personal transformation has taken place. I want you to feel what that's like. I want you to see what that's like right now. That's really good. Feel what it's like to have reached that mastery of self. And just lock that in right now at the deepest level. Seal it into your heart. And from now on, you'll find yourself acting, thinking, being this higher ideal of yourself. So there you have it. You now know how to break those old, tired, negative habits. For your home play, choose another destructive emotion. Pick another scenario where you get stuck or trapped in that emotion and go through the process that you've just gone through here with me. And at any time in the future where you feel that you've fallen from grace and you've really got trapped and stuck in something that's less than good, then just simply go through this process once again.